Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
It's the only show with better than average gas mileage.
I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
It's New Year's Eve, we've been gone for a long time, and as you expected, I am not wearing pants. That's all. We'll see you later. Bye.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Salutations, everyone. We are broadcasting from Jared's basement. It is about 2 hours before New Year's Eve.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of things are happening. There's video gaming going on in the back. There's party upstairs.
It's almost like there's actually a party going on in Jared's basement.
And yes, indeed, that is Adam on the mic.
What?
In your house, Jared, on New Year's Eve.
They said it couldn't happen, Shane. They said it couldn't happen.
I'd like to point out that it wasn't me not being here that prohibited us from doing a show for 3 months.
Wow. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But, Adam, thank you for having your plans pulled out from underneath you to show up.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I hear some David Bowie in the background.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, we've got, shocker, we've got a party and there's Rock Band going on. And
I hope that the Xbox Red rings.
No!
Don't even go there, Adam. It might be close. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're all here. We're doing segment one of our New Year's Eve show. How's everybody been doing? Adam, I haven't seen you in forever and a day, and I'm holding champagne like a little fruit.
Turn your light on.
Are you calling the champagne fruity, or are you calling it...
Well, it is kind of
really
fruity.
I didn't know what you were doing there.
It's got strawberry nectar in it.
This is not a dry...
All right.
What's this called? The Bellini? It's called a Bellini, says my wife, who's off to the side.
I think it's called a gay watch, Shane. Sorry.
It's a gay watch.
I'm just saying.
Adam, you're here. You're excited. Have you missed doing the show? That's the most important question.
I miss having attention. So
so anything to do that, get that. You're right here.
Yep.
So good. And Jared, have you missed it?
I have a little bit, I think. Although, it's weird coming back because I've almost forgotten how to operate everything.
Yeah.
So, I've had to relearn a little bit.
Adam and I have forgotten how to talk into mics. We're actually talking to the bottom of the mic stand earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Very frightening.
These are hard. I forgot that this one got damaged at some point, too.
It works okay, though.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that didn't listen to our recent guest...
It sounds like we're broadcasting from a concert.
I know. Freddie Mercury is back from the dead. And we've got Kent sitting down right here. We've got a special guest star, Brian Setzer, is in the house. He's tuning in.
I'll just turn his mic on, I guess.
Jump onto the mic, Kent.
Get up there and talk.
There we go.
Hey, man.
Kent, yeah, you're on. Kent, we're just talking about why we've been gone for about 3 months. I was saying that we did a guest appearance recently on another podcast. We gave the whole story there. So those of you that didn't hear that, really the basic thing is a lot of shit happened in my life. Was robbed. My company sold my business that I worked on. I got hired by another company, and I wasn't in the mood to do this kind of stuff. Wow, everyone's sitting and laughing at me. My life traumas, Adam, apparently are
well. I mean, when you
hilarious.
When you tell the story wearing a conductor's hat, it is kind of funny.
I am wearing a conductor's hat. Why are people not taking pictures of me in my conductor's hat, wife? Take a picture of me in my conductor's hat while I'm talking on the radio. Go ahead.
He doesn't get much better than that.
There we go. Let's do it.
Hey, by the way, great radio.
Thank you. This is great radio. So that's really what
so good to be back, Shane.
We haven't lost a beat, lost a step. Well, we've got a few things planned for the show. We're going to go since... Wow, Adam is breaking.
Adam's trying to adjust his mic.
It was too high.
Look at this thing.
That wasn't
me.
Don't touch it. It's beat up.
So normally before the New Year's, we do our best of show where we kind of go over the year. Since we really didn't get to that, we're going to do that during this show. We might also call up John Norton, the guy that had us on his podcast,
the
Zero Hour, a guy, get some of his insight. And we're going to coin a party all-star tonight. That's going to be someone who is rocking the party like the party should be rocked, Kent. You could win that award.
Just one?
I'm going to work at it now.
Oh, was it? Well,
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Is there more than one possible party all-star, Jared?
I think we could have a party all-star every segment if we wanted.
Right now, we're about 2 hours into the party. Do we have any front runners, Jared?
You know what? I haven't been paying attention.
All right. I win by default.
I win.
I might be in the running for party all-star.
Look, we've got three segments to go. I just say
we'll
name
talk
each
to
one
some people,
ourselves,
see if that's
then.
True.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know yet. We don't want to get too far in front of ourselves with that, but we'll investigate. We'll ask around. We'll keep our eyes, ears to the ground, as they say. I think John Mapes might get Party All-Star just for the simple fact that he is playing Rock Band like a mother effer, Kent.
Thank and you. Dancing like you wouldn't
and
believe.
And dancing like a drunken leprechaun.
Oh,
with his hot
when he was singing James Brown, that was classic.
That
I think John Mapes is
there's no doubt.
He's front runner for Party All-Star right now.
The number one Party
right
All-Star.
There.
So yeah, we'll be doing that through the entire show.
Yeah,
I don't have too much planned for this segment right now.
Well,
so.
do we want to catch up on what happened, why we were gone, for people who didn't listen to
Can
Zero
we make
Hour?
It a big lie like that's fun
well,
instead of your sad story?
Alien abduction. We were being courted by Clear Channel to actually do a real radio show.
That's almost true. Except for the Clear Channel part.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
And the real radio part.
Well, the truth of the matter is, as I said, and the Zero Hour podcast, and I kind of teased it here.
Yeah.
Right before we were about to do a show, my house was robbed. They took a lot of great stuff, Kent, including every single thing I've ever done for the scope that was on the computer.
So really, not a huge loss.
So not a huge loss. It was about a page and a half of a Word document. That was it.
There's the laughter button. See, like I said, I'm still learning the ropes.
And a little bit of pain there, though.
Yeah, a little bit of pain. But the reality was that we had to kind of take some time
off. I like this guy. I'm pretty sure it still sounds like four guy voices at this point that aren't discernible who's talking. But I don't care.
Are we adding in a fourth for the scope? Is Kent joining the show? He can be like our macho man?
I do have the free time.
Do you ever go to the gym, Kent?
Every once in a while.
Because none of us ever go to the gym.
Al would not be happy.
Yeah. We forgot about Al.
Yeah.
Al did want to be here.
We should probably mention that Al has done a wonderful job.
Oh,
he's been posting his top 40 songs of 2009 with a couple of honorable mentions over on Facebook. And you might have seen those via Twitter.
Have you looked
as well.
At those, Adam?
No, but I posted my top five albums.
Oh, good.
And then five runner-ups.
I wonder if they have...
Runners-up. Come on now.
I wonder how much they mesh with Al's. But anytime we can get that sort of content out there, let people know what the best music is, then we're going to do it. These people are pointing and laughing at us.
You know what this is? You know what this is? This is 10th grade.
Seems like it.
10th grade? This is every grade for me, ever.
All right.
It's never ending.
Quit pointing at me. The girls are pointing at me.
At any rate.
The carries are pointing.
Go to thescopeshow.com. Go to our Facebook page. You can see everything that Al's done.
They're playing which scope host would you bang? I swear to God.
What was John the front runner again?
And they're pointing at me.
We need crickets because they're not going to bang any of us. Oh, I think John might bang you, though.
It's starting to look like that.
John, party all-star, no question about it. But anyway,
he just wanders
into frame.
Yeah, go ahead.
Seeing
Ken,
this
please.
Is New Year's Eve, cleavage of the party.
Cleavage of the party. Well, my wife might be in there.
No, I got a front runner over here.
Okay. Newsflash. Oh, here we go. John Mays, funniest guy in the room. We get it.
Oh, we get it. That definitely front runner.
We get it. So yes, I was robbed, and then shortly after that, my company that I was working for sold the business I was working in, and... I ended up getting shifted to another company, and so that was very traumatic.
You've had quite the trials and tribulations, Shane.
Exactly. And I lost a limb in a farming accident.
That's the name of a song.
So that's what... That's,
and your penis has grown to abnormally large sizes.
Yeah, or as we call it, perfectly normal for me anyway.
Right, so, exactly.
Right, I really stumbled over that one, sorry.
and Carrie ran away.
He's regenerated.
Suppressing her laughter. So that's what's going on. We'll be tuning in, coming back to the show from time to time tonight with little tidbits of information. Hopefully Kent and Adam and Jared can add to the program because I can't do it by myself.
Good.
Adam, any final words in segment number one? Go ahead, sir.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Wow, that is really impressive.
Kent, I'm looking for you, and what is your favorite brand of fructose? What do you call it? That shampoo.
Flavored beverage? Wait, is what you're going
hold
with?
Hold it, hold it.
Was it the pomegranate vodka that brought up that topic?
Yes, exactly.
There it is.
That's fancy.
And finally to you, Jared, you're wearing a bright yellow shirt. That means you are here to party. What is your final word?
My shirt has, it's called the All-Conference Squirrel. It has a squirrel with an acorn, and he's striking the Heisman Trophy pose.
That is a threadless t-shirt right
It is. Exactly. I got it for mere
$10. Mere $10. Threadless.com. You can go there, get your own t-shirt.
I got that. And then
put in coupon code THESCOPESHOW.
No.
And then watch it laughing.
I bought I bought Angie a shirt, the Communist Party shirt.
Yes, I saw it. I complimented her on
I figured I would, since I had to pay the shipping anyway, I might as well get one for myself.
So. Exactly.
That's
very
how
nice.
They get
very
you.
Nice.
That's
They're
how they get
pictures.
You.
So, segment one is over. Yep. I would rate it about a 3 out of 10. I think we can do a lot better.
Very generous.
Our negative integers, can we go negative?
No, we're not going negative. We will do better in our next segment.
Hey, you know what we're going to do next segment?
Go ahead.
We're going to be louder.
Louder.
I'm going to give it the score.
Guaranteed.
The score.
Jeremy's
3/4 stars.
That's, nice. That's how I'd rate the
three-quarter stars. Hey, we beat girlfriends.
All we beat girlfriends. So thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back shortly. All right, we are back with segment two of our Scope New Year's Eve Spectacular. Jared, Adam, and myself, Ron. Now, we've dialed up John Norton from Zero Hour. Hopefully, he can hear us. John, can you hear me at all?
A little Shane and a little Sophie.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you keep the mic near the speaker?
Yeah. Okay, keep talking, John. Can you hear me, John?
It sounds like there's a lot of hoopla going on. Am I correct on the hoopla, Shane?
There's a plentiful amounts of hoopla today.
78%.
78%. John, we were just talking in our last segment about how we pretty much explained our story on the last episode of the podcast that you run, Zero Hour with John Norton. Very egomaniacal of you, by the way. I have your name in the title.
I know. I can't really get over myself, can I?
Adam wanted the Scope Show with Adam, but we totally put him down on that.
Well, if you figure it out, my name is in our podcast name. You just have to figure the letters out the right way.
So there you go. So John, we wanted to have you on the show because on your show we talked the best of the decade, but we wanted to get your take on best things of 2009 since it is actually ending for you in 20 minutes and for us in 1 hour and 20 minutes. I gave you 3 choices. I don't know if you're a big music guy, but I definitely know you have things to say about television and movies, sir.
Oh, shit, we're doing that now.
So do you want to talk about your favorite movie of the past year?
I think my favorite movie of the past year has to go to Inglourious Basterds. I'm really hoping that wins Best Picture, and I'm really hoping Quentin Tarantino wins Best Director for it.
Do you think that is Quentin's best movie he's ever done, sir?
I think it's really hard to compare anything he's done to Pulp Fiction, but Pulp Fiction, you could probably say before this, was definitely the highest. If I had to choose which one to put in, I probably would pick Glorious Bastards. I think I might put that a little bit higher than Pulp Fiction, but again, it's hard to compare the two.
I think what makes Inglourious Basterds, by the way, I haven't given my picks, but I would actually agree with you. I haven't seen every movie of 2009, but Inglourious Basterds.
No, you haven't seen every one of them?
No. Inglourious Basterds makes
No, you don't get to talk then.
Hush, Adam. I agree with you, but it's pretty much the evil Nazi guy played by, what's his name, John? You know it. You know everything. Who played that guy?
The guy who plays Hans Landa there, Yeah.
So,
his name's escaping me at the moment, but I really think he's going to win the Academy Award. He was fantastic.
I think he's pretty much a shoo-in for that one.
Probably.
The first 20 minutes of that movie, as gripping as anything you're ever going to see. And he's kind of this evil, slick dude all throughout the movie, and he doesn't necessarily have to use bullets to get his point across.
Are you saying that...
Yeah, I have to say, personally, my award for favorite scene in that film has to go to the bar scene, though.
Yeah.
They're playing the game, and they're having the conversation with the three guys. Great.
Absolutely. Adam, you're about to say something. John, you may not hear it, but Adam's going to start talking. Go ahead, Adam.
I was just going to say that in addition to mentally challenged folk, homeless people, and AIDS patients, are we going to add funny Nazis to the list of a guaranteed Oscar?
I think funny Nazis is a lock for any Oscar nomination from here on.
By the way, Christoph Waltz is the fellow who played.
Christoph Waltz, John, is his
name.
That's
what I said.
Well, you know, I hear it, but I don't believe it. Adam's actually on site at the Scope Basement tonight.
He is here. I don't know. I think he was just in the neighborhood driving to another party, and his tire got a flat.
I'll be going there for midnight.
he's leaving to go to a better party in about an hour. So John, we've got your favorite movie of the year. I know you do watch some television, and it's not all PBS and things you might find on Nick Jr. Please tell us what your favorite television program of 2009 was.
Come on, Nova.
Favorite television show of 2009. It's a tough one because we did have a lot of good ones. Obviously, you got to mention Lost. I thought the season of South Park was particularly fantastic. My gut instinct, though, is to say 24, just because I went a full year without having any 24 to watch. I thought the season was returned to form, and next season, just like with Lost, probably will be the final season, 24, so I'm looking forward to seeing how it all wraps up.
And do you think there will be some sort of definitive ending with that show, or do you think they'll just maybe leave it open for maybe a movie or maybe a way for Kiefer Sutherland to beat up somebody else?
They've been talking about doing a movie for a while. I mean, that's a TV show where I think a movie actually could work, but I almost want them to because, even if it's a great movie, it's just going to be a great, fairly generic action film. I mean, the show is just sort of groundbreaking how they've done the real-time 24-hour thing. I'd rather see it just, them end it on the TV.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
Adam, you watch 24?
Yes.
And do you love it, Adam?
I liked the season.
And Jared, you don't watch 24, do you?
I watched like the first five seasons, and I have not watched it since. Sorry.
This one was good again.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't apologize.
It's okay. And John, I promise you, at some point in my life, I will watch one of the four seasons of 24 I have on DVD. I've had them for years. And
just
I've
keep
never
buying
them.
Just keep buying. He doesn't care. Just keep buying them.
It's like I'm supporting you, John, with my DVD buying habit.
I'm holding you to it. So do you guys have a packed crowd tonight? How many people you got down there?
Well, the party's
96 at last count.
96. Yeah. So we've got cops, the Richfield's finest around here, keeping
they're
us.
They're charging $5 a person just
exactly.
to use the bathroom. So smart.
Easy money.
John, people are fighting to sing Megadeth and Metallica on Rock Band. It's very bizarre. You never would have thunk it. And believe it or not, no one has sung Kelly Clarkson yet.
Not yet.
Is Kelly Clarkson in there?
Kelly Clarkson is in it.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
How many people have passed out either by alcohol poisoning or fist fights?
All 96.
Every person I've come in contact
they've
with.
They've all been revived, though.
Yeah, we can bring them back. The party's got to keep going.
We have a cleric. He has healing spells. We're good to go.
Are you doing anything exciting right now, John, or is it a low-key East Coast celebration?
To us, so.
Pretty low-key. Just, I've been wanting to talk to you guys and join in on the Minnesota-type celebration for New Year's. And actually,
because we do it great here.
I finally downloaded Words with Friends today on my iPod Touch, so I've been playing Scrabble, six games simultaneously all night. So that's been keeping me busy.
Very nice. So let me ask you a question. Are people downloading the new Zero Hour app for the iPod Touch and iPhone? Is it burning up the internet?
We're definitely getting some downloads, getting some positive feedback about it. I don't have the numbers because separate companies want to actually put it out, but we're getting some good response, and it's a kind of cool thing to have up on the site. Yeah.
Newsflash!
Congratulations,
Carrie and Jason are in my laundry room.
Big thanks to AppWorld.com. They're the guys that hooked us up in their beta testing. They did a great job.
Well, great! I hope it continues to be successful for you.
John, before you get to anything else, Shane, I just have a quick question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Is Earl there by any chance?
Earl is not here yet. I think he's working right now, and he will be joining us after his shift. Did you have a message you'd like us to pass on to him?
I do. I just would like you to say hi, Happy New Year's from John, the guy who friended him on Facebook over 9 months ago, and he still hasn't confirmed his friend request.
Earl is extremely finicky when it comes to his Facebook friends.
When you're Earl's friend on Facebook, he steals your booze, though, so you don't really want that.
Yeah,
I was just wondering what was going on. I'm wondering if he had some issues he needed to work out with me. I know. I was hoping to
I'm gonna get to
on air with Scope Show.
Hash it out. I'm gonna get to the bottom of that and get back to you. Maybe we'll do some sort of online posting to get you two back together, get on the right track.
All right, nice. This will be a continuing story.
Very nice. So, John, listen, we're going to let you go because it is loud and crazy, and this next stuff we're talking about, we kind of all need to be conversing and going over. But I want to thank you for coming on the show, for all your support, and who knows, we may have other projects in the future. Is that correct?
I have a funny feeling 2010 is going to be a pretty great year. I think 2009, I think all around, was kind of a rough year. You look back on most years and say, hey, it was a good year, had some rough spots. I think, there were definitely some high points to 2009. I think overall, it was a pretty tough year for people. So I think 2010 is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it.
For me, 11:59 will be my high point of 2009. And just a few minutes.
To be over with?
To be over with.
Fuck this year.
Exactly. So, John, thank you very much. You have a good night.
Thank you, John Norton.
We will catch up to you later. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Happy New Year.
Later. Okay, so that was John Norton, Zero Hour. You know him. You love him. Listen to his show. Get his app. Do it all. That's
get
what I'm
going to say.
He's my desktop background.
Very nice. So do we want to go into our best ofs for 2009 now, or do we want to do it another segment, Jared? I'm asking you. You're the producer of the show.
We can take a break and come back.
Yeah, next segment, because I haven't thought of them.
Okay, Adam's going to think about it. Maybe we'll get somebody else on the mic. It'll be very exciting. Yeah. So the Scope Show, New Year's Eve Spectacular, rolls on. We'll be back in a little bit.
What are we talking about here?
All right, we are back with segment three. We got a full house. Jared, Adam,
yeah,
John, and Kent. Kent's a little bit at a disadvantage. He does not have headphones, so he'll do his best to contribute.
Right. I can whisper stuff.
I'll give him my best shot.
We can talk secrets about it. He'll never know.
Jared definitely could, and there's no way he would hear him over there.
Special secret Kent talk.
Let's test.
Kent has great hair.
Did you hear that, Kent?
I did not hear that.
All right.
Please repeat. Please repeat.
So everybody, we're doing the Scopes world famous best of 2009. We've got three categories here today. Best movie. Yes. Best movie of the year. Best.
Yes.
Album of the year.
Yes.
And best television show of
yes
the year.
Yes, for all.
We're not going to belabor the point. We're going to get right into it.
Woo.
Right into it, everybody.
Come on now.
We're going to get right into it. We've got the best movie of the year.
About 17 beers in, Shane.
17 beers in. That's great. I'm thinking best movie, and I'm looking at John. He's seen a lot of movies.
Yes, I
he's,
have.
You know, wearing a dazzling Star Trek green T-shirt. John,
Star Trek green.
Did you see any good movies this year? One that you would consider to be the best of 2009?
No, I haven't seen any movies this year.
All right, moving
seriously.
On.
That is very sad. You should really get out.
I'm going to look at Kent.
Kent has got his cupping his ear as if he's recording like We Are the World or something.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
There's anybody, a choice anybody? We're making.
Who's got the reverb? Shit.
Nice We Are the World. Kent, have you seen any movies? Any movies that you like to talk about?
I've seen a few. I have actually seen Star Trek.
You have seen it, and did you like it?
I actually enjoyed it very much. But you know what I'm going to tell you right now is the movie of the year.
Yes.
And I wasn't really sure that I would say this going into it. It would be Avatar.
Wow. Avatar, have not seen it. Blue Cat people, it's all that.
I would see it in the theater. It's, you know, the 3D, it really does a lot for it. I would recommend it. I was surprised at how good it was.
So you're saying James Cameron's back on track.
I would agree with that.
All right, Jared. Oh, we've got one vote for Avatar. Oh, hold on.
When was he off track? Just so
I don't know. I just wanted to throw it out there.
He was off track.
Throw it over to Adam.
Terminator
right
2.
Jared, I'm throwing
track.
It over to you.
Yeah.
You have seen movies. Most of those movies you've seen with me.
Shane, yes, I have. And I did not grab your sock during the entire film.
In the book.
Jared, do you have a favorite movie of 2009? Go ahead.
You know, I got to say, I picked this film as one of my top five of the decade, so I think I got to go with it. Inglourious Bastards, just like John Norton.
Just
like Inglourious Bastards. I almost wanted to pick District 9 because I really enjoyed District 9, and I think, and you know, I haven't really talked about it much, but Inglourious Bastards, just, you know, it's my second favorite Quentin Tarantino film.
Are you serious?
Yes!
That's the only film I've seen this year.
Sorry, John. I'm going to say I like it.
John, you said you didn't like movies.
That's the only film you've seen the entire year.
Pretty much, in the theater.
Wow.
I know you asked on Facebook whether if
I
for people would explain
one,
why it's a good film, but
I'm curious what John has to say.
I enjoyed it.
No. John?
Go, John.
John, you can comment after I say my favorite movie of the year, which I will agree with Jared. I have not seen, like, 500 Days of Summer. I haven't seen the new George Clooney film.
Have
what's
you
that
seen
called?
Avatar?
I did not see the X-Files, second X-Files film.
I did not see that.
No
not,
one did.
I did not see Avatar. I'll probably see it this weekend, Kent. But for the movies I have seen, I would go with Inglourious Basterds. John, the first 20 minutes of that movie are ridiculously great. He pulls out the big frickin' Sherlock Holmes pipe. Come on, dude.
I agree, but
that's an Oscar.
But Tarantino is starting to show his flaws in this film.
Starting.
What's that?
Tell us, please.
It's so formulaic that you know.
Formulaic?
It's so formulaic.
Fuck you with the laugh track.
Hey, no.
Did
it's
just
so formulaic. It adds
what the hell
exercise.
Was that?
I am
right
putting
there.
That in for the best Scope moment of 2009 right there. Formulaic.
It's just
please enlighten us, John. Continue.
It's a perpetual
laugh track.
It's this perpetual build-up, and it's like this tense moment for like 20 fucking minutes.
All right, thank you, John. We're going over to Adam right now.
John, just so you know, I agree with you.
I love the sound of
not a very good movie.
I thought Jackie Brown is probably his worst, and Glorious Bastards is next.
I like Jackie Brown. I like Jackie Brown more than this.
Well, Okay, I'll have to agree with you on that, actually.
They're going
to
agree.
Because it had Pam Grier. That's why.
Is that Zippers coming down?
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I want you to have sex right on the show.
Very good, Michael Keaton.
So there we go.
Adam. Not gay.
Oh, Adam's talking to his girlfriend. She's actually telling him what movie he's going to select for 2009.
I couldn't think of any good ones.
So you're picking Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I love that one, too.
So... for me, it's a toss-up between Up, not Up in the Air, but just
I saw Up.
And
Up
Away We Go.
Has anyone seen Up in
the Air? Was not that good. I recommend anybody here does not see it in the theater.
Mandy and I saw it tonight, and I would recommend everyone see it in the theater. Everyone.
Even the people booing?
Even the people booing.
Wow.
It'll change their minds.
What the hell to this crowd?
But
very animated. They're very excited for the ball drop.
So those are the two. It was Up two for me, and I'm going to choose Up because my cat really liked it. So.
And you have a very strange fascination with Ed Asner. Tell the truth.
Who?
Who?
Is that your dad?
Hi-o. By the way, Jared, when are we going to see the official Scope ball drop on your roof? It's actually a volleyball painted with silver paint.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't have a lot of budget.
It's fantastic,
here,
Shane. Though.
Shane, my ball dropped right now.
There we go.
Wow.
Hey, Shane, just so you know,
yes.
Five hosts, two too many.
Two too many. Well, we'll get rid of you and John, and we'll be in good shape.
All right.
So we're going on to...
I got the mute, Shane.
Best album of the year, Jared.
Yeah.
I think there are about six or seven albums this year.
I agree.
We don't have that many to choose from. The music industry in free fall. But we're going to try to pick out the best one. We're going to look at Adam right now,
since
he had a big opinion on the movie. He always has big opinions on things.
All right.
Adam Sitnick.
What are we doing? Wow, thanks. That's my last name. Yeah.
Damn it. I'm calling you
I'm
off.
Not editing anything.
What's your address, by the way?
Right. Here's my social. If
yeah.
You want that.
Identity Theft, Adam.
And your ATM pin, if you don't mind.
Favorite album of the year, Adam. Go ahead.
For me, I'm going to just keep doing this. It was down to two.
Yes,
Kid Cudi's Man on the Moon. And Metrics Fantasies.
Oh, you like Metrics, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of play on the local alternative station.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
drum roll, please.
Wow. Are we
going to find
No, no, because now we have to do it for everyone.
We got to wait. Can we actually have a drum roll sound effect?
Oh,
my
bad there.
I went ahead and picked Metric Fantasies.
All right, thank you very much.
Because they also had my best song of the year, Stadium.
There we go. Best song and best album. Kent, I'm looking at you. You like music. I know Neil Diamond had a new Greatest Hits album this year. You might select that. I don't want to
spoil
it for
people. That sounds fantastic, although I haven't listened a lot of the new music this year. I got to apologize here.
What's your favorite album of the year, Kent? We'll go right to you.
You know what? The music that I listened to the most this year is actually Seether's acoustic album.
Seether's acoustic album.
I would recommend it to anybody.
And quickly, what is your favorite scent of Axe body spray?
I got nothing for you there. You're going to have to move on.
He's a liar. John, you like music. Anything you listen to past the year 1980?
I just got Them Crooked Vultures. That's
oh, yeah.
Do you like it? I don't like it.
Well, I'm halfway through it, actually.
Right.
So
what?
I'm not.
He listens to one note at a time.
Wait. Go back.
I go through about 10 seconds of each song and go,
There we go. Jared, so we've got Them Crooked Vultures, we've got Metrics, and then we've got an acoustic album by Seether, very popular.
I like that you're like, there are six albums this year.
We've got three of them. Jared, what's your fourth?
I have a very different pick from you. I'm going to go with The Lonely Island's Incredibad.
Oh, my goodness.
I enjoyed this album quite a bit when it came out, I believe in February or maybe it was January.
That was a comedy album,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Comedy music, Adam Sandler, Akiva, and the other guy. I don't know.
Adam Sandberg or Andy Sandberg?
Andy Sandberg, sorry.
Adam I've been drinking. Big difference. Big difference.
He applauds himself.
No, when I got this album, I listened to it a lot, and I really enjoyed it. And so there, I'm going against the grain. I'm going with the comedy album.
Andy Sandberg's got some
Let me get your opinion
music.
On Chayrani.
I like Chayrani.
Chayrani, I got the MP3 of that.
Well,
I play it nonstop now.
It's hilarious.
That is a really good song.
Okay, I am picking an album that I gave a stellar review back probably in summertime. I selected for album of the year Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix by Phoenix.
It's a good one. That's my number six.
It's a great album, very poppy, and I've loved Phoenix for a number of years. This album proves that even the French can rock out. Thank you very much.
And you would never know. Mandy and I had this
sucks.
Conversation. Why do people with accents not have accents when they sing?
It's a good question. Jared, you have the answer to that.
I don't know.
Maybe the Beatles
because
did it too.
It's all rock and roll, and rock and roll comes from the blues.
Rock and roll is universal, isn't it?
But I don't think so, because what about before America existed at all?
What happened to Ozzy Osbourne?
When people sang.
I think he should be involved in this conversation.
It was Negro spirituals.
Oh, here we go.
And then it turned...
Whoa, right with the racist.
Where did John go with this one?
Whatever. Cut. Mute his mic. Mute it!
Okay, we don't allow that kind of stuff here.
Oh, he cuts me off.
He did. Okay, well, John giving us his breakdown on the accents in American and worldly.
We'll edit that part out.
Music.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll cut it right out. We'll get it in post. Jared will be on it right now. Final category for Best of 2009, Adam, is a Best Television Show of the Year. I'm going to start this off. I'm going to shock everyone.
Nova.
Everyone knows that I always pick Lost.
Give us the shocker.
Best Show of the Year. But I'm picking a show that's only had about 8 episodes.
All right.
I'm picking Modern Family for Best Show of the Year. And I made it pause in between each of those words because that's how good of a show it is.
It's pretty Modern Family.
Great cast.
Wow.
Very enjoyable. I think Ed O'Neill just goes to show that Married with Children, not a fluke, which he was great in Married with Children, but Modern Family,
He's always good, even better.
It gets the right combination of weird, absurd characters, funny situations, and then at the end, they warm your heart. They warm your heart,
You
John.
Mean the Fez and female big-titted Fez? Those weird characters?
Yes, so I've given my first selection. I'm going to look right over at this guy, Kent. He's got very nice hair. He's got a black and gray shirt on, and he's got shows he's talking about.
Why
Kent,
do you have to go to me every time?
Because I want to hear you slur
here. But you know what? I really have enjoyed this year. Is Flashback.
I got red down, and then the camera like yada.
I heard Flashback.
I can't hear the guy over here.
I heard him. He said Flashback.
Jared, you heard. I cannot hear the guy behind me. But Jared, I don't know what he's saying.
He's mocking you.
I heard you.
Do you watch TV? Let's get to it here.
Adam,
I mean, New
you're
Year's
with me here.
Ken's talking.
I'm not with you, but
I
heard you.
But you heard me. That's good.
I don't disagree with you.
Flashback's very good. You know what?
You like Flashback, huh?
I do enjoy that as a show that would be on a regular television channel.
What network is Flashback on, by the way?
ABC no longer.
You know what? They took a little bit of a break, so I don't even know. But I'm going to tell you one other thing. On Comedy Central. Crodman Dune and the Flaming Sword of Fire. Okay. Fantastic.
And I just want to encourage all of our listeners to go out and check out Flashback on ABC. Or Flash Forward. I mean, either one.
Either one. Wait, it doesn't really matter.
I think Flashback is on the CBN, right?
It's on the Love you, Shane, and your director hat.
My director hat. Hi-yo.
Or hey-o. Conductor hat.
This guy needs to be on All the Time Drunk. John, I'm looking at you. Once again, you're smashing
V.
I know.
I love V.
Four episodes,
he
though?
He loves V.
I'm waiting for more.
How many episodes have you seen?
There have only been four.
John loves V.
And it's your best of the year.
Because I love, what's her name?
Yeah. Me too.
She is fantastic.
Elizabeth Mitchell.
He loves her so much, he knows her name.
I love her, too.
Slamenstra Hyman. I can't remember her name.
John loves Slamenstra.
I love the Hyman.
Gwar. Jared, John loves V, or as Kent would call it, W. Thank you.
That's what they in Germanic countries.
Oh, Shane.
I love W.
Best joke of the night.
Thank you very much. John, obviously being able to make opinions on very limited information. We love that.
It doesn't matter. I appreciate that. Because Elizabeth Mitchell, any show, kind of gets a good vote. So.
Absolutely.
Adam, please share.
Adam, you tell us your favorite show. I know you do watch TV as well.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I've just finished the season finale. I'm going to go with Dexter.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
Oh, it's so good.
And you spoiled it for me online.
So good.
They need to get the other seasons on streaming, damn it.
So good!
In one sentence, why is it so good?
So good! I feel good!
John Lithgow and Michael C. Hall bring back Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
There we go. Harry and the Hendersons back on television. People have been screaming for him. We thought he was dead.
I would, yeah.
I love it when he said, damn, you get back into that forest, and he like slapped him, but yet... He makes his way back.
Just like in 30 Rock when they brought it back.
Exactly. Jared now feeling up his girlfriend. Jared, it's your turn.
As much as I like the mainstream stuff, I'm going to tell you. Flaming Sword of Fire. Incredible.
Better than Flashback.
Flash Forward?
Oh.
Maybe. Maybe. I can't tell you that.
I can't fool you.
Let's go over to Jared and see what happens there.
I can't fool him. Jared, please give us the real best show of 2009.
Again, I'm digging deep. I'm going to go with a little show called Leverage, Shane.
Leverage?
Yeah.
Who's in that?
LaVarge.
You got Timothy Hutton in the lead role.
Timothy Hutton?
You've got another guy.
He hasn't done anything since Ordinary People.
I know. He's done The Leverage, Shane.
Come on.
It's a good show. Gary's, I think he's going to fillet John. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, sorry.
I think he might.
Sorry.
John didn't hear it.
So it's the show I caught on Netflix streaming. I enjoy it quite a bit, and I'm waiting for episodes to resume in 2010.
There we go.
I'm ready.
So there we go. Jared picks a show on Netflix.
Did you pick one?
I picked Modern Family.
Oh,
yes, you did.
Starring Ed O'Neill.
You know what?
Yes,
I think there would have been 8 episodes of that, too, so we can't really shit on John for picking V, since that's 4 hours, and yours is also 4 hours.
I think there may have been more than 8 episodes.
I don't know. You think so?
I think so.
Maybe 10?
Maybe 10.
All right.
So that's it. That's our best of. Anybody have anything else they want to share for best of? Video game, comics, books, anything like that?
Dragon Age Origins.
Dragon Age. Kent, you love video games.
I haven't played it, but I will be playing video game, that video game.
You'll be playing a video game.
It seems like a very good one. Dragon Age Origins. You know what else is really good?
Dragon Age Origins,
very good. That's a very good game. I'll play that
game. It's very good. I've been playing it many times.
Modern Warfare 2 was good when I got to play with Shane, but not anymore.
Let's do it!
All right.
Let's do it. Okay, Jared, you love video games. You play anything?
No. I want to play Left 4 Dead 2.
You could do that. You could have said
I had
Beatles Rock Band.
Morgan.
Beatles Rock Band, Shane. Beatles Rock Band.
Beatles Rock Band. There we go. And I love all those games as well.
What is that first person
Let's fire
that
up some Beatles Rock Band.
At some point, we're going to get to that tonight.
Let's all right. do it.
So, everybody, I think this wraps up our segment. Segment number 3. We'll be back on in right around New Year's to ring in the new year.
They won't know. It's all going to be edited together into one thing.
Yeah, you'll hear it later.
Tune in.
We'll just pretend.
It'll be fantastic.
So, there we go. Thanks, guys. We'll be back right after this.
Sexy.
And that ends with the show. We're going to wrap it up with a video by Sting.
It's recorded now, Shane. You can hit redial. And if we get the message box, and we get the message box.
Get on some headphones there, Drunk Ken.
Luke Ski, we're calling you.
We're calling in. It's the post-scope. Are we going to edit this, Jared, or is this going to go right into the show?
Whatever.
Right into the show.
This is we're post-New Year's.
We're doing it live.
We're calling Luke Ski.
Kent has headphones.
Because he requested it.
Direct Kent's, live to tape.
We got Kent, Jared, Shane, myself, everyone. We're all here. And some 4 pretty ladies.
Yeah. Aww. Hi, ladies. Hello, pretty lady.
You can call them beautiful ladies, if you don't mind.
Hey, it's Luke Ski.
Luke Ski, apparently in the Himalayas.
Yes, sorry, I'm running outside here from Key Lime Cove, where I've been drawing caricatures all evening.
Wow, well, Luke Ski, the little birdie told us that you wanted to talk to your favorite podcasting people.
But they weren't available.
But they weren't available, so we called you.
Well, this is a I know Jared already knows, but, my life has been such a deep, dark void without the scope in it for the past several months.
Wow.
I had to start my own podcast just to fill the void.
Well, we appreciate that, taking our business away from us. That's fine. But so, Luke, tell us what intrigued you in 2009 and what are you looking forward to in 2010?
What was the first part?
What intrigued you? What worked for you in the year 2009, the year of our Lord 2009?
I bet it was spoof songs.
Was it comedy music?
Was it mescaline?
Well, what intrigued me, what worked for me was...
Special K.
That would be my fiance Sierra, who, when I asked to marry me, said yes. And then managed to get a house and then move into it. So I am now a resident of the state of Illinois, as weird as that feels to say.
You live in Illinois, the state of the Chicago Bears.
We hate them.
I hate them. Flatlander, I'm sorry.
We hate them.
I love the Chicago Bears.
Adam loves them. So what's going to happen for Luke Ski in 2010? I mean, we've got a house full of people that want to know, Luke. Tell us.
In 2010, I'm excited because right off the bat, I am going to be going to work on a side project that I've been literally working on in secret with some friends for about 4 years. It's finally going to become a reality within the first half of the year, and I'm really super psyched about it.
I am the secret friend he's been talking about, by the way.
What kind of secret project are we talking about? Can you give us any more? Does it involve some sort of terrorist activity?
It's kind of like,
It's the best
you know, like
I could
those,
do.
Like super not crossover team up kind of things that you like in superhero comics, where you get
wow.
like Spider-Man and Wolverine and the Incredible Hulk and you know the thing from Fantastic Four, like all in one awesome issue. It's one of those kind of things, except it's with the whole funny music people kind of stuff.
So this is big. This is a megaton bomb dropping on everyone.
It's pretty much all encompassing okay. right there.
Well, good. We're happy to hear that, Luke, you're keeping busy, you're drawing, you're doing music. You are really a modern-day Renaissance man, and we couldn't be happier that you wanted to be on our show, which is back, by the way.
Yes, I'm
back.
Still very happy that it's back. I missed you, and I look forward to having you guys in our life once again.
And I have to tell you, right now, Luke, Adam is sitting in the studio at the party. I know you are a man. You've been around many, many years. You've given advice to many up-and-coming funny music guys. Do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to give to Adam before we let you go?
Pimps up, hose down.
If you're going to get into funny music, Adam, don't wear a Hawaiian t-shirt, don't sing through your nose all nasally, and don't make your stage name an adjective followed by your name, especially with alliteration. So, you know, don't call yourself, like, you know, Awesome Adam or, you know,
well,
completely
shit.
Wacky
you heard
Adam.
About the domain.
It's kind of been done to death.
What about wearing orange t-shirts? Is that
that's good advice right
can
there.
He do that, or is that you yours? Know, is that taken?
Well, you know what? I've been told by you know, women who have agreed to marry me that orange washes me out, and I should move on to a new color palette. So
are you breaking?
I may make that change as well.
You're breaking wow. news this year. Luke Ski will not be wearing orange t-shirts. You're going to something else.
It depends on
the message
time
right there.
And clothing budget. If I can afford to get some better new clothes, I will. But if I'm still broke when the next convention comes along, I'll just go with what I have.
Well, I would love to see like a yellow or maybe even red. I mean, red is fiery.
Wow. Okay, just so I can understand.
Adam's talking right now.
You decided to go from orange and then suggest yellow or red.
Wow,
Adam. Two colors that make up orange, or so I'm told.
Boy, no one wow. is supporting me.
Smart.
Well, Luke, I support you in any color you select, and I'm standing by that.
And I congratulate Adam on his color theory.
He does, and you know he can't right. even see red. That's
you
the funny
can't
thing.
See him
until,
right now.
Can't
that's why
see
you're
it.
That's why you're acknowledging him. Is
until
you can't see him
until
right
it's
now.
Proven to me.
When he
it's
looks
a theory.
At, when he looks at your outfit, it's gray. That's what he sees.
It's like Darwin.
That's sickening. Well, Luke, thank you very much for taking our call. We wish you the best in Illinois. I know that people are rooting for you all over the world. And keep working on those caricatures, my friend. Keep working on
them. Thank you very much. And if you're looking for somebody else to call, might I suggest calling Carrie Dalby, because she is currently at a New Year's Eve party with Blasted Bill and Sarah and a whole bunch of other of our friends from Dementia Radio.
Yeah, we called her first.
We got her already. She said, call Luke because he's sad about it. So,
Alrighty then.
All right, Luke.
Recovered.
You take care.
Luke, you get
all
back
right.
to Ryan
Happy
Seacrest, my friend. Thank you very much. Happy New
Happy
Year
New
to
Year.
Yourself as well.
Thank you, too.
All right. Peace out. Great Luke Ski.
Dumb Donna or whatever. Much better guest than Luke Ski. So.
What?
Luke Ski going to gray t-shirts this yes. year. Thank you very much. So we've moved in.
What does that sound?
Wait, who's smoking a bong? That sounds like a bong.
So we're moving into 2010, and I have to look at Kent right now because people are telling me Kent is going to shave that hair down a little bit. He's doing all sorts of crazy things in 2010.
I heard a faux hawk is coming.
You know, it's a possibility.
You know,
we're
like 2 years
yet.
Late for
I
the
mean,
faux
Kent,
hawk, but that's all right.
I've been growing this out for about 2 years now. I
growing it
know.
Out? You need to grow that
you're,
in. I mean,
you're a slow grower.
Thank you very much, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Thank you. I do know what you're talking about. So we get a Kent. Can I take you to my hairstylist? That's the question I got to ask you. She can make you look
you,
like
you
a million goddamn
her, it
bucks.
Might be a possibility.
A million goddamn
yet.
Bucks.
She does his hair.
She does my hair, and it's terrible. But I have got this weird hair. Nothing you can do about that.
You're wearing a hat on top of it tonight. That's
I am wearing
what I
a
know.
Hat on top of my hair. There's no doubt about that. I'm looking at Adam right now, and he is chuckling. He's wearing a polo shirt in the middle of winter. It's 2 below right now. Adam, 2010.
Uh-huh.
Any thoughts?
On what?
Jared, we're going over to
all
you.
All right.
Okay.
Jared, finally, this is our last. You're the last guy. 2010.
I'm the last guy.
Are you doing predictions?
Any predictions? Yeah.
We're doing predictions.
Michelle Bachmann will get voted out of office.
Michelle Bachmann out of office. Jared, Rush Limbaugh, does he survive the year? Go ahead.
No, I don't think he does.
No. Adam, do you agree with that?
I agree. The oxy addiction and the gigantic fatness probably did him in the end.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that, Kat?
Well, he may hold on to his job, but I think he's going to lose a little bit of sweat.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Finally, and will the Redskins make the Super Bowl this year?
That's a negative.
This year, like
definite negative, right there.
Is it 5 weeks away from now?
5 weeks away. Can they make the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm going
they
to go out on a limb.
They can't even make the playoffs right now.
Yeah, really. Way to be another joke, Ken.
Mathematically eliminated.
But are
they're
they?
Out.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All right.
Not
yeah.
in my okay. heart. They're not.
I don't pay attention to football anymore.
Your Redskins lost when they lost that game to the Saints.
I'm all about the 2010 draft at this point.
2010, he's thinking ahead. I love it.
You know they got a shot.
But by the way, you know who won't make the Super Bowl other than the Redskins?
Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
They will not.
They will
you
not.
Never know. There's a chance still.
I'm going on a limb right now to say they will lose their game against the Giants.
No!
And they will lose their first round of their playoffs.
No!
You don't know that, though.
My ultimate
hope. No, Shane, no.
My ultimate hope.
I'm sorry.
Is that they do make the Super Bowl and then are destroyed.
By whom?
Oh, I don't care who.
The Colts.
Anyone.
Why are you against them so much? Your team has won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Mine has not.
Because that's the last thing I have. My team won the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
That's all I have left.
I don't even know where this guy came from.
I don't either.
It's Virginia.
There we go. So, everybody, I'm cutting it off right now, Jared. I want to thank Jared. I want to thank everyone here at the party. First of all, I'm going to go back to you, Jared. I'm going to thank you for hosting the party. What a great party.
4 years running, Shane.
What a great presentation.
Could have been better.
Kent loves it. Adam, not so hot on it.
The singing could have been better anyway.
Especially that guy, that jerk-off singing creep. But let's
what a dick. Stealing my song.
I know. And I want to thank all the guests here, everybody that tunes in.
Who won the MVP?
Oh, that's right.
We got to get to that yet.
John? Okay.
We'll come back.
We're doing one more segment.
That's not a teaser, guys.
We need to pick our party all-star,
Shane. That's a teaser.
Okay, yes, that is very true. We've got a party all-star coming up. The person that really brought their stuff, showed their stuff in this 2009-2010 New Year's party.
The poll's going around right now.
We're polling people. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
You're polling people.
Oh, I am.
All right. So
Kent is polling people. He's pouring champagne.
I'm polling every woman I can.
So we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in a little bit. And we'll come back with our Jared's New Year's Eve party all-star.
Right on.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Say it's in your pants.
Shane, whenever you're ready.
No intro or nothing like that. We're just getting right into it.
I don't have anything planned.
We got nothing.
We are back.
I'll play this.
Oh, yeah, now. La, la. You hearing something?
All right, we are back with segment number 4, I believe, of the Scope New Year's Eve Spectacular. It's now an hour plus after New Year, so we are officially in 2010.
Happy New Year.
And when you do that means we've got to get right into our party all-star. And this is the...
What's a party all-star, Shane?
This is the person that contributed...
Did you get any of the party all-star already?
Yes. Well, let me explain it here, my friend.
Hold on.
Please do.
What is he saying? I don't know. Party all-star is a person that contributed most to the enjoyment and excitement and festivities of the Jared party of 2009-2010. How about that? Does that sound right, Jared?
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. So we've got three people here who would be considered candidates to take the prize, Jared.
Right, candidates.
Let's start.
A fantastic prize.
To my left, we'll have John, who has been shaking his booty, singing his ass off all night long.
Shake, shake, shake.
Hi.
He's got some stunning sideburns.
Stunning sideburns. He's got a great Star Trek shirt from Target, from what I understand.
Thanks, Earl.
Sitting just to the left of John, or to my right, would be Holly. She is... Dirty Holly, that's her nickname. She's got fiery red hair, and boy, look out, it matches that personality. She is fiery, and she is... and she's also a race car, as you
she
can hear.
She takes no prisoners.
And finally, you heard him on the show a number of times tonight. He's practically taken over in his own special way. That would be Kent. So we've got three people here, Jared. How do we come to the conclusion on who actually wins?
That's a good question right there. How do we come to it?
Why don't you go back to your phone and your four-thing password there that we all know.
Shane,
it's
a very scientific poll.
Jared.
And do we want to go in like
second runner-up and then runner-up and then grand prize, yeah?
A grand prize runner, yes.
Grand prize.
We'll have our second runner-up.
We also have a selection of Happy Meal toys.
Everyone gets I've already selected who gets what.
Okay, perfect.
I've already got it figured out. So our second runner-up, so this is in case the first runner-up and the winner cannot fulfill their duties of Party All-Star. You have to step in. And
wait, before we announce the winner, do we want to let the candidates plead their case?
Oh, I love this. This is really good. We're going to start with John. John, tell us why you should win.
Because I like Smarties.
What?
How about that?
All right, so let's go to the lady of the group. I'm looking at her.
That's a good point by John.
Holly, please.
Because I'm Dirty Holly.
She's Dirty Holly. Boy.
Dirty Holly. That's a very strong case.
I honestly expected better lobbying.
Okay, let's see. Kent, why do you think you deserve Party All-Star?
Well, I got a lot going on right here. You know what I'm saying? there's not one really distinct thing to talk about, but there's a lot going on.
Okay,
right
I think we're going to leave our winner here to the end, and we're going to look at the other two here. Okay, Jared, so second runner-up. Who do we give it to, Jared? Give us a drum roll.
That's the wrong one.
Rimshot.
Here we go.
Rimshot.
This winner is going to get a cute pink monkey.
A cute pink Papermail. Monkey.
And our second runner-up goes to Holly. Holly, we're sorry you're not the winner, but you know what? We appreciated the fact that you lobbied before the party.
And the fact that she's dirty.
And you're dirty. Yes. But you know what? I'm going to be honest.
Dirty
I didn't
Holly.
See enough dirty tonight. I saw...
I would like to see more dirty.
Yeah,
I'm
Kent would like to see
lady,
more
I'm
dirty.
Sorry.
I would like to see a lot more dirty.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie.
Wow. He better not lie. Okay, so our second...
have a good night, Holly.
Our show is a laugh track. I love it.
Our first runner-up, Jared.
First runner-up.
This guy... Yeah, it is a guy. I will go that far.
Well, there's only two to pick from.
He has been all over the place tonight. He has been shaking his booty. He has been doing a lot of sexual innuendo. It's John.
Oh,
John gets a cute green frog Happy Meal toy as his prize.
You see that badass booty.
John, it was close.
You know what that means, Shane?
It was close. But, John, the one thing that you failed to do was to get rip-roaring drunk. And you know who did get rip-roaring drunk, Jared?
Who's that?
That would be our winner.
Who's that?
From the party.
Who's our winner?
Kent always wins.
Whoa!
And he wins this.
Whoa,
it's Kent.
Whoa.
Kent, you get a cute red bear with a black eye.
A cute red bear with a red eye?
A black eye.
Black eye.
Kent, you have made this... me... I'm going to tell you, you've made me a funnier man today.
Why did not...
Just by your
now, Shane, That's Shane, Shane.
Yes, sir.
How is this possible?
Why is Kent the party all-star?
How is this possible?
How is it possible? Listen to your voice, sir. I mean, I think it says tons.
I'm going to say there's a quintessential moment under which Kent has earned his party all-star status, and that is...
Oh, please tell me.
Just before midnight, as I was ascending the stairs, ready to pour champagne so that everyone could enjoy...
Champagne.
So everyone could enjoy their midnight toast, Kent was already pouring it.
Wow.
He was ahead of the game.
I was pouring the champagne ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Did you pour it on the table or actually in the glasses?
No, he was pouring it
right in the glasses.
Kent was on top of it, and that therefore he is the party all-star.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Kent's still going.
I want to thank all of our party all-stars, Jared.
I think that's appropriate.
Every single one. You guys made this party better just by being here and bringing your A game. And Kent, anytime we're together, you need to be drinking lots because...
There's no question about that.
It's a good time. So that I think that concludes our Party All-Star segment, Jared.
I think so.
Segment 4 of the Scope Show.
Yeah. We'll come back with what? Predictions?
We've got one last segment, which would be 2010 predictions. I'm very, very excited about this.
Who's our prognosticator?
I don't know. I know my wife, Carrie, wants to get on mic,
right?
So that's very exciting.
Okay.
And we'll see if anyone else wants to get into these.
I guarantee she wants to get in your mic.
Sounds good. Wow.
Thank you, Kent. Thank you. We'll be back a little bit.
Okay, we're back.
Can't feel my nose.
All right. We are back with our last segment of the New Year's Eve Spectacular. It's no longer New Year's Eve. It's well past that. We are pushing
New Year's Day.
It is New Year's Day.
2:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We've got Jared Adam is long gone.
Long gone.
Jared is here, and we've also got my wife, Carrie, and Angie as well, Jared's lady friend.
lady friend.
From what I understand, he's sweet on her.
We visit parks together.
They do. They hand in hand. It's a great time. So this last segment was supposed to be a prediction segment. I don't have much predictions, with the exception of one prediction this year. I believe Betty White's going to kick the bucket in 2010. I'm sorry.
So
I just feel
sad.
I feel like Betty White's time. Sorry, that's all I've got to say about that. I hope I'm wrong. But my wife, Carrie, has many predictions.
Many?
And she's going to...
three.
She's got three predictions. Well, let's hear them, honey. You seem to know some things.
We'll go quickly.
Okay.
Yes.
Number one.
Hit it.
I think that Carrie, with a K, will have a good year, and she'll be healthy and happy.
Okay.
Number two. Well, there's two... I think there's going to be two engagements.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I think one might be Adam.
Wow.
And Mandy. Although they deny that that's even in the works.
Well, they better not go to Jared for a diamond. That's all I'm going to say.
If Mandy's smart.
It's either Shane or the Wedding Day Jewelers. That's it.
Sorry, Adam.
Very pissed off.
Shane Company, huh?
The Shane Co.
The other one, I'm going to go with Jared and Angie.
Oh, going out on a limb there, huh?
Yeah, that's a really long limb to go on.
A long, thick limb. Thick.
That's what she said.
Girthy.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You. Do you have a third prediction?
That is three.
Oh, okay. What about you, Angie? Do you have any protections or even predictions?
Wow.
I got nothing.
She's got nothing. And Jared, do you have anything?
No. Yeah. I'm not much of a prognosticator.
You're not some sort of Nostradamus? Nostradamus?
No.
Well, that's too bad. You heard my prediction, and that's
it. I predict that I'll sleep till noon tomorrow.
I bet you might even sleep later than that, knowing you.
Possibly.
All right.
So there we go. Let's wrap this thing up. We're all tired.
That's a really boring end of the show.
2010. It's on its way. We love it. We can't wait for it. We'll see you guys next time on our regular show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying,
buenos dias.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.